Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
So the nastiest bathroom I had been into had something to do with a condition that some people have where they have to, they feel like they have to make their mark on the bathroom. Like, you know, so they shed everywhere.
And it, yeah. Spread their crap around.
They spread their crap
around. On the walls and all over the toilet and the floors. Yeah,
exactly.
I've seen that at work.
Yes.
I think somebody has to stand up, face the toilet, spread their cheeks, and just force out some massive diarrhea to make some of the messes that I've seen. That bad. Like, just horrendous. Like, just a filthy, messy spray everywhere. And they must get a kick out of it. Think of doing that. Wouldn't you just be roaring and laughing and giggling?
No, I'm sorry.
I guess when you walked out of there?
That is just too disgusting.
It's pretty funny, though, when you think about it. I don't know. I guess we'd have to try it. Something that was a real favorite that we used to also give my my grandmother's dog, Pop Rocks. You remember Pop Rocks? The dog would go berserk. It was like worse than peanut butter for a dog. Yeah, Pop Rocks. Yeah, I've seen them around, still available. Some of the stuff that you can still order this stuff online, but Pop Rocks are great.
You give them to your dog.
Oh, yeah. My grandmother's dog, and the dog would just be, his mouth would be popping like crazy.
But he'd go back for, he'd say, oh, yeah, these are the things that taste
good. Sure, they're tasty. I can't take it, but it's tasty. How about wax lips? Remember the wax lips?
I remember wax lips. I remember a lot of wax candy.
There was a lot of wax stuff. Some had waxed, little wax things with liquid in them. You could enjoy the liquid.
Right.
And I had a guy mention to me, yeah, they had liquid in them. And some people that, you know, maybe didn't have money or couldn't afford more candy, they'd just eat the wax after. And he mentioned it being like welfare candy. But I'm like,
when you're in this house, you're eating nothing but good food. Yeah.
Well, that's good. We had lots of goodies in our house. So
did you? Yeah.
We grew up eating goodies.
Yeah, there was no goodies in my house.
Honey sandwiches.
Honey
Took
sandwiches.
Peanut butter and sugar sandwiches for lunch. School. Peanut butter on a piece of bread.
Right.
Pour some regular sugar on it.
Yeah.
Fold it in half.
And
there you go, buddy.
Where did the honey come in?
Oh, the honey was just honey on crackers and honey on everything. I don't know.
But honey was peanut a big butter, thing. Though.
Oh, peanut butter and honey. Yeah, sure. Some people never had that before.
That's insane.
I've known people not to have peanut butter and honey. 30-some years old.
Do you, you ever put cinnamon on that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cinnamon. Just curious. I have cinnamon in my pocket right now.
Pour some cinnamon on it, honey.
Pour some sugar on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. You want to take a Skype call?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we have Terry here on the line, and he's just going to give us his opinion on child spanking.
Yeah, well, I was listening to you, and one thing I don't do is I don't do that. I take a hands-off approach.
You know, another one is you think you've been asleep forever, and you've only been asleep for like 10 minutes. You just wake up. Think, oh, I'll wake up. I have my alarm set for 6 o'clock, say. I'll wake up at, 5 o'clock, and I'll wake up and wide awake, or I'll get up even and go to the bathroom, and I'm just wide awake, ready to start the day. No problem. Go back to bed for that hour, and the alarm clock goes off, and I can't even open my eyes. What's up with that?
Yeah.
I slept 7 hours when I got up at 5, say.
Right.
And you just get that extra hour, and then I'm like, I'm cooked.
You feel crappy all day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just like tired.
Yeah. I've been
there. And you think, I should have just got up and stayed up at 5 o'clock. It'd
been
great.
You should have.
Sure. Won't happen, though.
I think that happens with age. The sleep thing, I think, is just, it's going cuckoo on me, too.
Well, they say you need less and less as you get older, though.
That's right. You do need less, but you should sleep more often as you get older, I think.
Sleep less, but for a lot more times during the day.
Exactly. Yeah. Naps are...
So take like 8 1-hour naps through the day, and then you don't have to sleep the whole 8 hours at night.
Sure. But are you going to stay up all night?
Well, sure.
Or you'd sleep every hour?
Coast to coast, man. 7 days a week. I'll stay up when I'm older.
Is it on 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.